Good morning, good afternoon, good evening, wherever you are, whoever you are. I'm your host, Jackson Bogan, along with my co-host, Ahmed Ahmed.
Hey, how's it going, folks?
And we are joined by our guest, Cameron Hinton.
Hello.
Today we're going to be discussing the inauguration of Joe Biden and Donald Trump leaving office. To start, Cameron, how do you feel about the inauguration and presidency so far of Joe Biden?
I feel like the inauguration went well, all things considered, and in terms of him as a person, while I don't agree with every single one of his policies, I believe he's a pretty reasonable person, and I'm excited to see how his presidency will go, because in my mind, regardless of political affiliation, what should actually matter is purely how the person ends up acting and how well they perform in office. So here's hoping that he does a good job, because in the end, that's all that matters, in my opinion.
You have anything to add, Ahmed?
Yeah, I thought it was sort of remarkable how lacking in policy, while heavy on platitudes, the inauguration was. While all inaugurations are sort of like that to an extent, it was sort of impressive how if a person didn't know what the president's partisan affiliation was before the inauguration, I don't think they could actually tell by the end of the speech. So it'll be interesting to see if the president keeps that unifying message on throughout his 4 to 8 years, or if he drops it and goes in a more partisan direction, both rhetorically and in legislation.
Okay, so I agree with both of you. I definitely think the inauguration was definitely had nothing to do necessarily with his direct politics as affiliated with his party. And I do agree with Cameron that what matters is that he has an effective presidency now. But on that note, what do you think about the events leading up to Trump leaving office? Like all the things that happened, like the Capitol riot, for example. Cameron.
I think that the events leading up to it have, to a very significant extent, destroyed the reputation of the Republican Party against the majority of the American people. So I think it'll be, unless Biden really messes up in one way or another, I think it's going to be a good while until we start to see serious support for the Republican Party from a significant portion of the United States again. Especially if Biden does well, it's going to be extremely difficult for them to pull it back.
The thing that was most interesting to me about the insurrection was how much they seemed to believe that there wouldn't be consequences for their actions. Like the just obviously posting about it on social media, admitting to it on social media before and during the actual actions. The videos of people, you know, seemingly outraged when police officers respond to their breaking in. I genuinely wonder if these people actually thought that, like, they were the... I think a lot of these people were genuinely tricked into thinking that they were the vast majority of the country, and thus, like, the Capitol Police would side with them. And so by the time they broke in, it would be like a video game where, like, you finish the level, and then, like, that's it. Like, you've accomplished your goal.
Yeah.
That was just absolutely fascinating to me, because I don't think in my life, I'm not as big a history guy as Cameron, but I don't think I've ever seen an attempted revolution where the revolutionaries are legitimately shocked and outraged at the response at the people they're trying to overthrow. It's kind of incredible.
Yeah, no, I definitely agree. I think part of that comes from the fact that they genuinely thought that Donald Trump would stay in office.
Right.
So they thought, you know, because they're supporting him, that they would be above the law in this instance and they'd have his support, which obviously ended up not being the case. As Trump, after that, I'm pretty sure he made like a small little remark about staying united and then just kind of quietly left office.
Right.
Really interesting to see, though, how all that played out. And it was kind of shocking, but at the same time, I kind of had the feeling that something like this was going to happen, like there was going to be some big Trump demonstration in the Capitol or near the White House or something. Because I remember waking up in the morning and being told about it, and I was like, oh,
Wow.
Yeah, like for weeks we knew they were planning on doing something like this. I guess the sort of nightmare scenario for the Republican Party is for the next 2 years, their state parties and their national party are captured by like crazy people that like insist that Trump actually won the election and that elections are rigged, while a majority of Americans retaliate at that and prefer like a Democratic message more focused on policy. Because in the first 2 years of the Trump presidency, the biggest fears of Pelosi and Democratic leadership were that an incessant focus on Trump and Russia, wouldn't connect with the voters in the midterms, so they focused more on policy, like healthcare and taxes. So sort of an inverse of that would probably be like the nightmare scenario for Republicans. Cameron, what do you think about that?
Yeah, the fact that the fact that all of that happens so easily kind of means two things to me, because one, it's kind of embarrassing how easily they got into the building, and leading on to that, I think it's gonna be like the sense of safety that anyone in the building could feel is probably going to be dramatically reduced, especially if people threaten to do it again. Like, if one of their end goals was to take hostages or even execute politicians, then anyone in that building is now going to just have that in the back of their head that that's a possibility. And if the same thing was flipped over and happened to the Republican Party, I can't imagine the... I imagine the backlash to the event would be much, much worse than it was the way it happened here.
Yeah, I know. I agree with that point. It seems, I mean, there wasn't really, I mean, because at this point, the politicians' lives were almost directly threatened.
Right.
With where they were. And I think that sends a very negative precedent for peaceful politics, because even the transition of power being so heavily contested by, and this isn't like, it's a decent portion of the population who genuinely believe that their president, that Donald Trump won. They genuinely believe it was rigged against their favor, and that's kind of dangerous for any form of peaceful transition.
Right.
But I think now that Joe Biden has been inaugurated, that it will hopefully slowly die down.
Yeah, I mean, that's the, I think that's the ideal. I'm not sure, I'm not sure our country can sort of stand 30% of the country just openly rejecting the outcomes of democratic elections.
What do you think, Cameron, about like the Trump's like frenzied like following? Like, this is insane that a president has this, you know, fanatical following.
Yeah, the fact that, as Ahmed said, a significant portion of the United States is just fully willing to accept the, well, not accept the fact that they fully believe that the election was rigged, that there was a bias against them in the form of millions of votes. The fact that they can genuinely believe that is ridiculous. And if that trend continues, I imagine that it'll be significantly worse in future elections, because that just kind of sets the norm that it's okay to think to yourself that the election was rigged against the party you like, and it's also okay to be violent about that, even though, as far as we know, Biden got elected completely fairly. Well, yeah, as far as we know.
You have anything to add on to that, Ahmed?
No, I don't think so. I think Cameron actually nailed it.
Yeah, that was a pretty good point, Cameron. Just to transition into our final point here, What do you guys think about Joe Biden? Just general opinions, not his inauguration or first presidency. What do you think about Joe Biden?
Yeah, so Biden throughout his, I think something like 40 or 50 year career has always just sort of been a median Democrat. He takes the, he's always been, you know, in the middle of where the Democratic Party is. When most Democrats vote for something, you know, Biden votes for it. When most Democrats vote against something, Biden votes against it. And so with the Democratic Party, you know, at least socially on social issues, drifting left on things like abortion and gay rights and the environment, Biden goes along with that and drifts left. I think the idea that he's some radical that will, you know, defund the police and hang capitalists or whatever, I find that all ridiculous. But yeah, I mean, I think it is fair to point out that he does have an intent to pass a pretty liberal policy package. Now, whether that pretty liberal policy package is, you know, another round of stimulus checks and extending unemployment insurance, or, you know, something like a huge immigration overhaul to, you know, provide citizenship to, you know, 11 million or 13 million undocumented immigrants is yet to be seen. But I do think it should be a very interesting 4 years, or at least a very interesting 2 years, with probably the most socially liberal Congress we've had in history, along with probably the most socially liberal president we've had in history, you know, if not one of the most.
And what about you, Cameron?
As I said, I don't agree with every single one of his policies, but for the most part, he seems to be very reasonable. And for the most part, I do agree with everything he thinks. So if he has success in putting all those ideas into motion, or at least a good portion of them, then I think... just on a personal level, I'll be very satisfied with how he did.
All right.
And just one more. Oh, sorry. I just wanted to add one more point. I think probably the smartest strategy for Biden would be to focus more on economic issues than divisive cultural issues. I think a lot of the proposals some of the proposals that liberals had defended, like, you know, cutting police funding, federal funding for abortion, ending the death penalty, I think a lot of that stuff is pretty divisive and pretty unpopular, while a lot of the economic proposals are actually pretty popular and should help the Democratic Party. Things like another round of stimulus checks, higher taxes on rich people, health insurance for the poor, expanding unemployment insurance, and ending American manufacturing's reliance on China. That stuff is the stuff that I think would get him reelected in 2024. So I think you should focus more on that stuff.
All right. Very well said, Ahmed. So before we go, I pose this question to the audience. What do you think about Joe Biden's inauguration? Until next time, I'm Jackson Bogan.
I'm Ahmed.
And I'm Cameron Denton.
And we'll catch you on the flip side.